Blog Talk Radio.
Baby D, going back in time, let me be your fantasy. It's a 12-inch single, don't even remember the label it's on. I gotta dig the record out, but it is going back many years. Mark Grant with new music, MG's Groove, from the Inner City Experience, volume number 2 on Deep Funk Records. They're gonna have the record release at Deep tomorrow night with Marcus Wyatt. Mark Grant's gonna be in the mix. Tim Deluxe, just before that, featuring Baby D, going back in time, let me be your fantasy. It's a 12-inch single, don't even remember the label it's on. I gotta dig the record out, but it is going back many years. Mark Grant with new music, MG's Groove, from the Inner City Experience, volume number 2 on Deep Funk Records. They're gonna have the record release at Deep tomorrow night with Marcus Wyatt. Mark Grant's gonna be in the mix. Tim Deluxe, just before.
I've been working this great shift, and I am patient. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly.
I swear I do.
Past the sky.
Chill, he feel me, eh? I feel you, man.
Assaulting him after I fuck the manager up, then I'm gonna shorten the register up. Let's go back to the gap. Look at my check, wasn't no scratch. So if I stole, what am I fault? Yeah, I stole, never got caught. They take me to the back and pat me, asking me about some khakis. But let some black people walk in, I bet you they show off they token black. Oh, now they love Kanye, let's put them all in the front of the store. So I'm on break, next to the no-smoking sign with a blunt in the mall. Taking my hits, writing my hits, writing my rhymes, playing my mind. This fucking job can't help them, so I quit, y'all welcome. Y'all don't know my struggle, y'all can't match my hustle. You can't catch my hustle, you can't fathom my love, dude. Lock yourself in a room doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers. That's a different world like 3 summers. I deserve to do these numbers. The kid that made that deserves that made back. So many records in my basement, I'm just waiting on my spaceship. I've been black, working this great shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly past the sky. Oh, I've been working this great shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly.
Man. I didn't even try to work a job, represent the mob at the same time. Thirsty on the grind, shot state of mind. Lost my mama, lost my mind. Life, my love, that's not mine. Why you ain't signed? Wasn't my time. Leave me alone, work for it, y'all. Half of it's yours, half of it's mine. Only wanna ball, never wanna fall. Gotta get mine, gotta take mine. Gotta check now, reach my prime. Gotta make these haters respect mine. In the mall to 12, with my schedule headset 9. Putting them pants on shelves, waiting patiently. I ask myself, where I wanna go, where I wanna be. Life is much more than running in the streets. Holler at yay, hit me with the beat, put me on my feet, sound so sweet. Yes, I'm same OG, same goatee, same low key. No, holler at God, man, why you had to take my folks? Hope to see Freddie G, Yusef G, love my G, Roly G. Police watch me smoke my weed, count my G's. Got a lot of people counting on me. I'm just trying to find my peace. Should have finished school like mine is, then I probably wouldn't use my peace.
Dollar cab coming home real late at
night. Standing on my feet all damn day, trying to make this thing right. And having one of my co-workers say, yo, you look just like this kid I seen in the old Busta Rhymes video the other night. Well, easy come, easy go, how that saying goes. No more broad service cars and them TV shows that all had got snatched from me. A&Rs and they faculties all turn they back on me and didn't wanna hear rap from me. So naturally, actually, had to face things factually. Had to be a catastrophe. Hit the fridge and staring back at me. Cause nothing's there, nothing's fair. I don't wanna ever go back there. So I won't be taking no days off till my face gets pissed off.
Working a strange shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly. That's the
Chelsea Manning just spent 7 years in prison under harsh conditions for leaking information way less sensitive than what these speakers about General Flynn just leaked. And yes, President Obama commuted her sentence, but only after his administration imprisoned her under conditions that the UN said was basically torture and kept her in prison for 7 years, even though there was no harm demonstrated from anything she leaked. So what Democrats seem to think is leaks under President Obama, even if they show that high-level officials are lying, as Edward Snowden showed James Clapper was, are evil, are criminal, and the whistleblowers should be thrown in jail. Leaks under President Trump, by contrast, are heroic and noble, and we celebrate the people who are doing it, and oppose any effort to hunt them down and investigate them and find them and punish them as President Trump is vowing to do. The reality is that whistleblowers are a very valuable part of our democracy. They should be cherished and heralded and protected, regardless of which party controls the White House.
And Ken, what about the Republican response? You've talked about the Democratic Party response, but how did the Republican Party, for the most part, respond to the Snowden leaks versus what's happened now?
Well, ironically, the Republican response is actually consistently heinous, but at least it's consistent. There were a few Republicans, usually former office holders or some outliers in the Republican Party like Rand Paul or Justin Amash, people from the Libertarian wing, who were somewhat supportive of the Snowden leak. But overall, the Republican establishment was contemptuous of Edward Snowden. In fact, Mike Pompeo, the former Republican congressman who is now Donald Trump's chief of the CIA, called for Edward Snowden's execution. Donald Trump himself called for Edward Snowden's execution. Lindsey Graham and John McCain, Marco Rubio all called Edward Snowden a traitor. So in some sense, the Republicans are being consistent because they're now saying the same thing, which is that whoever leaked this information ought to be investigated, hunted down, and punished to the full extent of the law, which is more or less the same thing they said about leakers and whistleblowers under President Obama. It's the Democrats who have completely switched their position, as they so often do, the minute that the party controlling the White House changed.
We're looking at the growing scandal over the Trump administration's alleged dealings with Russia before and after the November election. In early January, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer appeared on the Rachel Maddow Show and suggested the intelligence community may try to get back at Donald Trump.
Let me tell you, if you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 days from Sunday to get back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
That was the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in January. Some supporters of Trump, including Breitbart News, are now accusing the intelligence agencies of attempting to wage a deep state coup against the president. Meanwhile, some critics of Trump are openly embracing such activity, like Bill Kristol, the prominent Republican analyst who founded the Weekly Standard. He wrote on Twitter, "Obviously, strongly prefer normal democratic and constitutional politics, but if it comes to it, prefer the deep state to the Trump state." So, still with us, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept, speaking to us from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Glenn, explain what the deep state is and respond.
The deep state, although there's no precise or scientific definition, generally refers to the agencies in Washington that are permanent power factions. They stay and exercise power even as presidents who are elected come and go. They typically exercise their power in secret, in the dark, and so they're barely subject to democratic accountability if they're subject to it at all. It's agencies like the CIA, the NSA, and the other intelligence agencies that are essentially designed to disseminate disinformation and deceit and propaganda, and have a long history of doing not only that, but also have a long history of the world's worst war crimes, atrocities, and death squads. This is who not just people like Bill Kristol, but lots of Democrats are placing their faith in, are trying to empower, are cheering for, as they exert power separate and apart from, in fact, in opposition to the political officials to whom they're supposed to be subordinate. This is not just about Russia. You go all the way back to the campaign, and what you saw was that leading members of the intelligence community, including Mike Burrell, who was the acting CIA chief under President Obama, Hillary Clinton. In fact, Michael Morell went to the New York Times and Michael Hayden went to the Washington Post during the campaign to praise Hillary Clinton and to say that Donald Trump had become a recruit of Russia. The CIA and the intelligence community were vehemently in support of Clinton and vehemently opposed to Trump from the beginning. And the reason was because they liked Hillary Clinton's policies better than they liked Donald Trump's. One of the main priorities of the CIA for the last 5 years has been a proxy war in Syria designed to achieve regime change with autocracy. Hillary Clinton was not only for that, she was critical of Obama for not allowing it to go further and wanted to oppose a no-fly zone in Syria and confront the Russians. Donald Trump took exactly the opposite view. He said, we shouldn't care who rules Syria. We should allow the Russians and even help the Russians kill ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other people.
The whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. That's a ruse. And by the way, it would Russia, just so you understand that. Now, tomorrow you'll say, Donald Trump wants to get along with Russia. This is terrible. It's not terrible. It's good. We had Hillary Clinton try to do a reset. We had Hillary Clinton give Russia 20% of the uranium in our country. You know what uranium is, right? Single nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nobody talks about that. I didn't do anything for Russia. I've done nothing for Russia. Hillary Clinton gave 20% of our uranium. Hillary Clinton did a reset. Remember with the stupid plastic button that made us all look like a bunch of jerks here? Take a look. She looked at her like, what the hell is she doing with that cheap plastic button? Hillary Clinton, that was a reset. Remember it said reset? Now, I do that. Oh, I'm a bad guy. If we could get along with Russia, that's a positive thing. We have a very talented man, Rex Tillerson, who's going to be meeting with them shortly.
The brand new Bugs in the Attic remix of Hold It Down, of course, for Hero. 12 in the single on Talking Loud. Keep in mind, you can still win the incredible new top-of-the-line iMac with a G4 processor, a super drive that burns CDs and DVDs, a ferociously fast graphics processor, and a flat panel 17-inch widescreen display. Subscribe by September 2nd. At kcrw.com, and you could still win the ultimate digital hub, the new iMac.
Maybe it is, but I want to just tell you, the false reporting by the media, by you people, the false, horrible, fake reporting makes them look where we are now. Look where we are now. So this desk, they're saying, you know, Hillary Clinton, I did a phenomenal job at RSVP. Won the election, and they change it and make it really bad. So this is a fine-tuned machine, not fair. You take a look at some of your shows, and boom. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know, but they don't believe you. If you were straight, I mean, it's story after story. 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 I mean, it's story after story after story is bad. I won. And the other thing, chaos. There's zero chaos. We are running. This is a fine-tuned machine. And the other thing, chaos. There's zero chaos. We are running. This is a fine-tuned machine. Tuned machine. Tuned machine. Tuned machine. Tuned machine. Tuned machine. Tuned machine, 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 tuned machine. And Weiss happens to be doing a good job, but half of his job is putting out lies. By the first year, I said to him yesterday, if we are running, this is a fine-tuned machine. Now, I do that. Oh, I'm a bad guy. If we could get along with Russia, that's a positive thing. We have a very talented man, Rex Tillerson, who's going to be meeting with them shortly. And I told him, I said, I know politically it's probably not good for me. The greatest thing I can do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore. Everyone in this country is going to say,
understands how to use it.
That's not great.
It's a spiritual thing. A body.
Now, you've had a lot of presidents that haven't taken that tank. Look where we are now. Look where we are now. So, if I can, now,
not everyone,
I want to negotiate shortly. And I told him, I said, I know politically it's probably not good for me. The greatest thing I can do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles off. You 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 shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore. You shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore. You shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore. Right out of the water. Everyone in this country is going to say, oh, it's not great. That's not great. That's not great. I would love to be able to get along with Russia. Now, you've had a lot of presidents that haven't taken that tech. Look where we are now. Look where we are now. So, if I can now, I love to negotiate things, do it really well, all that stuff. But it's not what I won't be able to get along with. Maybe it is. But I want to just tell
understand house music. It's a spiritual thing, a body thing, a soul thing. We'll be right back.
brand new Mimix remix of the new Mochico single,